Ela mishpotim ashtosim lifneihem. Chayre, after the parish of Kabbalah Satayra, Kailas and Brokim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, speaking to Klal Yisrael, the mountain was picked up over Klal Yisrael, mamish a madrega that's neir of ayim. So one would have thought that the mitzvahs that are given right afterwards would be at this highfalutin ideas, mamish, that lifts us up all the way to Shemayim. And yet it's not like that. Ve'ilam mishpatim ashetosim lufneim speaks about mundane matters. Speaks about shorshin ovech, hasapora, halvo, pikodoin, the regular daily matters, gneva, evad ivri, what's the pshat? So the emphasis, the Sfarim HaKadoshim say that the purpose of the Torah was bedavka to be given in Olam Hazeh, that we should live a life of Olam Hazeh, it should uplift us, and we should elevate the Bria together with the Torah. The Torah elevates us so that we could elevate the Bria. And Adarabba, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Torah so that we could get involved in the most mundane matters, and we could elevate it to a high Kedusha Dika level. Reveli Lopian, he speaks about what the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos. It says, "Im ein derech eretz, ein Torah. Im ein Torah, ein derech eretz." So which one came first? I mean, the egg or the chicken? If you don't have derech eretz, you don't have Torah. You don't have Torah, you don't have derech eretz. So how do you get to first base? So Rabbeinu Yaina on the Mishnah says that there's two madregas of derech eretz. There's the basic derech eretz, basic decency, basic midas, and how to handle with your friend. And that is, im ein derech eretz, ein Torah. If a person doesn't first have the basic midas, then he can't be zoichet to Torah. But then there's a second madrega of derech eretz, and that's an elevated madrega of derech eretz. And that's the derech eretz that comes from the Torah. The derech eretz that you find by Yidden is a much, much higher madrega. It's a different planet than what you find by Goyim, because it's a derech eretz that stems from Torah. That's the second stage of derech eretz. So Reveli Lopian says that in this week's parasha, you see those elevated madregas of derech eretz. Take, for example, the parasha of Evad Ivri. Parasha of Evad Ivri is a peledik parasha. By the Goyim, what would happen to a ganav who can't pay? Be thrown into jail. And leave jail a bigger criminal than he was beforehand. Here the Torah says, take the ganav into your house and not stop him. Take him into your house. You have to treat him royally. You have to treat him better than you treat yourself. You have to treat him as well as yourself, which memela means if you only have one piece of steak, then you have to give it to him. You can't take it for yourself because it's not kitoiv lo imach. You're not treating him like yourself. Elamai, nobody should get it. That's a midas daim. Right. So Revelia says, if let's say you were to walk into a house and you see one person sleeping on a bed and the other one sleeping on the floor. So, well, Mestama, this is the master of the house. Mestama, this is a servant that's sleeping on the floor. And the Torah says the exact opposite. Mamish. That's a derech eretz, an elevated madreg of derech eretz that stems only from Torah. Second of all, he says, you see the same elevated derech eretz from the Indian of Amo HaEvriya. What's Amo HaEvriya? Amo HaEvriya, the father was so destitute that he had to sell his daughter. He didn't have a penny to his name. The Mamashi came to such a level. You have a mitzvah to take her in, and you have to treat her, Mamash, becovered like an Eved Ivri. But not only that, there's a mitzvah of you marrying her or giving it over to your son. Now, who is this Miyuchazdik Amo HaEvriya? Her father was not such a fine fellow. That he came to such a madreig of Anias is because, Chazal say, he wasn't handling the way he should be with his money. And that's how he came to this level. So she's not the biggest Miyuchazdik. She's bought by a family that's probably a family of means that's able to afford an Amo HaEvriya and to house her and to clothe her and to feed her. So generally they would be expecting Besser Shidduch from the Besser mention, and the more Miyuchazdik mention. And yet, the Torah says it's a mitzvah that you should marry. That is a derech eretz that comes from the Torah. And that's why the Torah tells us over here, the parsha of Mishpatim, because our Mishpatim is not Stam, a constitution. Our Mishpatim is taking HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bria and the most mundane parts of the Bria and to elevate it to a much higher Madrega. A dugna of Derech Eretz that comes from Torah, that higher level of Derech Eretz. Rabbi Zalman Meltzer, Zechut Tzadik B'Kodesh L'Bracha, was once coming to the door of his house and he turned back. He waited a few minutes and he goes back again and then again he turned back. Somebody asked him what's doing, like, why doesn't he go in? So he says that he heard that the Mesharsis, the maidservant, is singing to herself while she's working. And I think it probably gives her pleasure to sing while she's working. She doesn't want to stir her. He's the one of the Gdoli Ador. He is the master of the house, but she's singing to herself. He leaves. Goes away, comes back again to see if the coast is clear. Chaim Brisker, another mice, also a Derech Eretz that stems from Torah. Chaim Brisker used to go out of his house and take walks, and he was fatracht and learning. He used to walk all the way to the outskirts of town by the train station. He used to be engrossed in learning. So one time he comes to this train station, he's fatracht and learning, and the fellow gets off the train, he's carrying his suitcases. He has no idea who Reb Chaim is. He says, could you do me a favor? I'm really tired. Could you carry my suitcases for me? So I said, yeah, sure. And he carries the suitcase for him. And they go, they walk back towards town. He says, where are you headed for? He tells them where he's going, where he's staying. So they walk a little bit by to Reb Chaim and says, okay, Adkan, yeah, from now on you carry the suitcases. Please do me a favor. I can't. I'm so tired. I'm knocked out from the trip. Please, please carry the suitcases for me. So Khan, okay, takes the suitcases. You go by there, and then he says, I can't. Past this, I'm not carrying any suitcases. Please, no, Shemay from Binyanat. Okay, with the less Breira, the guy takes his suitcases and he carries it to his Achsanya, which wasn't such a great distance. The next day in Shul, he sees Reb Chaim sitting over on. He asks him, "Who's that person? You know who that person is?" That's Reb Chaim Brisker. What, Mamashi? But Meshuya, he comes and he asks for Mechila. If I would have known, I had no idea that this is the Rav. But he says, "But Yolam Deinu Rabbeinu, the Rebbe was carrying my suitcases." Osepis, all of a sudden, he said, "Stop! Adkan Besulay." If he's already doing the Chesed, so Osepis only till here. He says, why do you understand? If we would come too close to your Achsanya and your Baal Achsanya, you would see that I'm carrying your suitcases. He would have given it to you over the head. So Mela, I insisted on you. That's shot a higher Madrega, a Derech Eretz that stems only from Torah. The Eilah HaMishpotim HaShetosim Lefneim, Shteit Medrash Rabbah, Ato Koinanto Meishorim. You established the straight paths. Atokananta Yashrus Loi Havecha. You established Yashrus for your beloved. They have Mishpatim that you gave them. They make arguments and they come Lidei Mishpat and then they make peace. Because you gave them the Mishpatim, they make arguments and through the arguments they come to peace. Question is, it's a Peladik and Medrash. You gave them the Mishpatim, and that makes them get into arguments, and then they come to peace. That's why you gave them the Mishpatim, they get into arguments, Lehepach. They get into arguments, and Memele is Mishpatim to guide them on the proper path. What's Pshat in this Medrash? So I saw a Pshat from our going Rav Yankov Naiman, Zeichet Tzadik Livracha. He says, Yidin Yisrael Kedoshimim, and their Medagdik, the Kavokiv Achamura, the same way they're medagdic in treifas, and they're makbid, there's a chash of a treifa. So in Hilchus Mamonis, it's also the same thing. In Hilchus Mamonis, if there's a chash that maybe this is not proper, it's gzela, so, they don't want it. They don't have anything to do with it. So because you gave them the mishpatim, and you gave them the halachas, they're very careful in what they take. And it turns out that they end up with machloiksim. This one says the whole thing belongs to you. And the other one says the whole thing belongs to you. Because there's zoyer in the union of mishpatim. At least ideally, that's the way it should be. I guess in the olden days, it was like that. So that's the pshat. Atokrenanto yashrus lo yavecha. Because there are mishpatim that teach them what's right and teach them how you have to handle with mamin. So they make machloiksim the other way. And from that they come lidei shalom. So with this, Rabbi Yaakov Naiman says you can understand something in last week's parasha. Yisroi yes Moshe Rabbeinu madur to yoshev levadecha v'cholam nitzav alecha min boiker ad erev. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, ki yovei elai ha'om lidrei shalikim ki yie lohem dover bo elai v'shofatiti beinu shebein reyehu. So two things you have to understand over here. Number one, like what kind of an answer is that? Well, Yisrael wasn't aware of that. That's what Yisrael was saying. You can't do it all yourself. They all come to you for their mishpat, and you have to judge between them. So it's a difficult thing to do. Number two, the lashon of the pasuk is a shtickel strange. Ki yielahem dovar bo elai lashon yachid. Should be bo'u elai, elai. What's lashon yachid? So he says that Moshe Rabbeinu was masber to Yisrael like this. Moshe Rabbeinu was masber that the Yidden are so honest and so into the mishpat that, like, just like in Hilchus Treifers, they'll come with a chicken to see if the chicken is kosher. They're going to come with a shayla and mamon on their own without the other person, right? Because they're medagdik not to take from the other person. They'll come on their own without even there being a dinner dvarim between two people. That's kiyed lam dover bo elai loshen yochid. They come to me like they come on Hilchus Treifers. The Meila, Moshe Rabbeinu was answering Yisroel, that's a much easier kind of a din Torah than when you have to settle between two people. It becomes a ganzer production. But Adarab, they want to do what's right and they come on their own, the Meila. By Eved Ivri, it says, V'yigisher adonav elo elohim, V'yigisher el adelo zoyal amezuzah, V'rotza adayna v'zozne ba'maritzeya v'avodoy li'aylam. Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai darshan this pasuk. Man ishtana oizen mikolei varm shebegup. What's the ear any different? Kadosh Baruch Hu says, oizen zu sheshom al har Sinai. When I said lo yisignoi, that's by a mechru bezden. The one who heard lo yisignoi, and he went and stole. You have to pierce the ear. And if it's a Meicher Atzmai, Oizen Zun Shasham Al Harsinai Avodim Avodayim, V'loy Avodim La Avodim, so that you have to pierce. So it tells her, Rosh Yeshiva Reli Meir Blogs on Tzal, he asks the question, why do we have to give two different reasons? One for a Meicher Atzmai, one for a Mechru Bez. L'chayr, they have a common thing. They both did not want to leave where they were. So just say, Avodim La Avodim La Avodim. Why was it necessary to stick in by a Mechru Bezdin? It was because of Lay Sigma. Just say the common reason for both. So Zokr Velia Meir, that the Torah is not just here to punish a person. The Torah over here is here to be Merapa, a person. To find the source of the sickness of what caused them to be here. So, the matter of the person that didn't steal, so obviously he did not deher what it means to be an Eved Hashem. But if you were to give the same reason for the other person, then you might be missing the whole source of the problem. It's you talking that because he didn't deher what Gneva is, that he stole, look at Chil. And he still doesn't hear the Mias kite in the Gneva, so he's willing to stay in the same matzav as he was before. I think I once mentioned Rabbi Dr. Avraham Yeshua Tursky, Zichrono Levracha. He had the Gateway Rehabilitation Center in Pittsburgh for addicts.
That was I'm his brother.
What's that?
His brother, one was in Muncie years ago.
No, he used to live here.
That was him. Yeah, he lived in Muncie also. In later years, he lived in Muncie. Anyway, so he said over a mice that there was a woman, an alcoholic, that was clean for 10 years. Didn't touch a drop of schnapps. One day she had a fight with the boss at work. She came home, her husband wasn't home. Maybe he would have stopped her. She has to have a drink. So she knew in the closet somewhere in the back was hidden a bottle of schnapps. She climbs up, reaches into the corner, pours herself a glass of schnapps, and she drinks it. And afterwards, she always became famished. Oy! What did I do? What did I do? She starts crying and screaming, whatever. She sticks her finger down her throat and vomits it out. She says, I have to get out of here. She couldn't be in the place where she defiled herself. She wrote her husband a note. She's leaving indefinitely. She can't be here. She can't, mamish, live with herself in the same place where she was over on this aveira. So Rabbi Tursky said, halavai, when it comes Elul, and Aseres Yemei Tshuva, we would feel the same way about our aveiras, that mamish, we can't live with ourselves. That's how much charotah we would have. But this person here, that he got himself into being an Eved because of the Geneva. If he would have really deherred what the Geneva is, he wouldn't want to remain here. It's a, he'd be miyus from the aveira. Elamai, you don't deher what the Geneva was. How miyus that was. You lower yourself to the status where you could marry a shiksa. You could marry a shivcha. It took away your Kedushas Yisrael. You didn't deher that. So if we were to give the same reason to him as to the Meicher Atzmai, you're missing the source. When a doctor examines a patient, you have two patients that have the same symptoms, but the shayrish of the sickness comes from two different things. You have to get to the source. The Melo, that is why you have to be done. This one will be this reason, and that one will be that reason. Now, another question which is asked over here is why Dafka by the Lavali Signa do we pierce his ear? You didn't dehair the Israel Signa. Anytime a guy's over on another day, we should pierce his ear. Second of all, why do we pierce his ear 6 years Lachra Maisid? It should have been Lukatil. So I'm going to reveal Yo Yurkansky, he's Rosh Hashiva in Mir in Flatbush. He said, for the Geneva itself, you can't, and Bashas the Geneva, he can't really pierce his ear. Fellow was dachuk, he was in a matzev, he lost himself, he, you know. When people are under pressure, they'll do, you know, they'll resort to anything. So on that, we couldn't have timers on him. But you're here already for 6 years, and you're able to rehabilitate yourself, and you live the relative life of Menucha. You didn't have the Daigas HaParnasa. They treated you, mamish, like an Odin, Kolakoina Evid Irika Koina Odin La'atzmai, like we said earlier. So you had time to evaluate, you had time to think it over. And after all these years, you're still not from years from the neighbor. So now, Taka, we have to pierce his ear. You didn't dare what that neighbor was all about. Those of Vidal Yukansky. Torah says, Petzah Tachas Petzah. Petzah Tachas Petzah. Which, of course, Chazal say, we don't give him a wound. He has to pay money. The Gemara in Bava Kama Dav Chofav Midbeis learns from this pasuk, Adam Mu'ud Li'aylam. Adam Mu'ud Li'aylam, Shoyim, Mezid, Ba'inis, Kirotzim. In the Yerushalmi, Tosis quotes this Yerushalmi in Bava Kama, it tells us that if, let's say, a fellow was sitting next to Caleb, and during his sleep, he turned over and he broke the Caleb, so he's chayv. Even though the chayv etzim, it's an oynis, the mamish had no das over there, but he put himself in an area in the vicinity of the Kalim, so that was a pshia, and on that were machayv. So Shimon Shkop says a gevaldik gezach. Shimon Shkop says a tzadik levracha. From here you could learn, when it comes to ruchni yizdik and nizokim, it's the same thing. Now sometimes a person is in a matziv where he's under the wrong influence, and he's in a place where his madrega and ruchnius goes down. So Rav Shimon says, you see from over here, that a person that places himself in the wrong place, you got me nizokin. So even though at the end it ended up being an oynis, I would say, look at chili, you were a pesheya, and you shouldn't have placed yourself near Caleb. It's the same thing with Gabi nizokin and ruchnius. You look at Chula should have been careful. And you have to further yourself away from any nisyanis where the spirit of the times might take you away from your madregan ruchnias. And if you aren't careful and you do place yourself there, that is a pshia. The Torah says, V'chag ha-chotzir bikurei ma'asecha, the festival of harvest of your work, the fruits, ha-shetizra ma'asode, v'chag ha-osiv v'tzeis ha-shona v'osmecho es ma'asecha ma'asode. This is what it calls Shavuos and Sukkos. Shavuos is Chag HaKotzir, and Sukkos is Chag HaOsir. So Yaakov Kamenetsky asks a question, Shavuos, Zman Matan Torah, Mamish, the greatest occurrence in the history of Klal Yisrael, where Klal Yisrael reached the Madrega of Malacha, Migilo Levonei Sod V'Rozeh, Shemalachi HaSharos Mishmanishim. And we reached Madregas Neurois, Mamash Shemayim was opened up on top of our head. We were able to see everything. So the only name we could give Shavuos is Chag HaKotzir, the day of the harvest. That's the godless of Shavuos. We couldn't give it a name to see what it really represents. I mean, Sukkos. Sukkos represents the Anan Yaakovim with Mamash under Tachas Kanfei Hashchina, the Helikite that we reached then. So this is the uptight of Sukkos. The Sukkos is Chag HaOsir. So Yankov says, and similar to the Yisoid we said in the very beginning, Yankov says that the Torah is coming to be Mavkia from the Falschkeit of the Hashkofa of the Goyim. By the Goyim, their Galochim, their Kaviyochel, removed from anything Gashmias. They're holy people, Mamish. Like, no Shaifas to any Gashmias, you know, Lamai, they don't even get married, supposedly. Whatever, that's the way it looks to the outside. But totally removed, like Gashmias is in stira to their avayda. And that is mamish lehepach of the hashkaf of the yid. The hashkaf of the yid is that same way learning in the Beis Medrash is avaydas Hashem, and davening in shuls and avaydas Hashem, sitting by the table and eating l'shem shamayim, is doimah to be makrav a karban. Doimah to be makrav a karban. And Gashmias is lehepach. It's lehepach. We were put on this world to take the Gashmias and to turn it into Ruchnias. From Rabbi Victor Miller, somebody goes to sleep al das to have kayach to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu the next day. Every second of sleep is a mitzvah. Somebody once commented to the Chofetz Chaim, Oilam says the Oichet Aninyan. Chofetz Chaim says, what's that? It says Oichet Aninyan. It's also an Inyan. That is the Inyan. Oilam says is the Inyan. There's no mitzvahs any other place. Mention this also. There's a tiny little speck in the entire universe called Earth. And that's the only place where you can get mitzvahs. Nowhere else can you have mitzvahs. Only over there. Das is us. Olam Hazeh is it. So the Torah is telling us over here, Zman Matan Torah Seinu is Chag HaKotzir. Why? Because we were given the Torah to elevate the most Gashmi is the Gezachin, to elevate to become a Dover Shebikdusha. Same thing with Chag HaOsir. It's a Heli Yontif. It's called Chag HaOsir to show us that the Osir we elevate, how many mitzvahs there are in the crop, Bikurim, Trumas, Maisvahs, Mamish, Neuroboyim, how many mitzvahs you're making with it. So that is the pshat, that even the most mundane things is a Dover Shebikdusha, you're serving HaKadosh Baruch. That's one pshat that Rabbi Yankov says, and then he also says another. He says, ingrained in the Yiddish neshama is the rotzen apnimi of every yid ki yodua, like the Rambam says, is to serve HaKadosh Baruch. Unfortunately, because the rotzen apnimi is enclosed in a guf, so unfortunately that, you know, that blurs our klarkeit and what we really want to do. But there come times when a person has HaKadosh HaTayv HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he feels relaxed and he feels happy. That's Ma'irim. Ah, I owe something to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have to pay HaKadosh Baruch Hu back. Look how good he's been to me. He's given me a crop. I'm able to harvest it. I'm able to have the kodesh myself to do it. And I'm able to harvest it and enjoy it. It's at those times in particular that a fellow feels his chiyuv to be mekayim his kodesh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why there's such an importance, such an emphasis placed on Chag HaKotzir, Chag HaOsir. At that time when we're zoichet to the Taiva, that's when we're zoichet to Gevaldige Hakaras Hatoif to Hashem and a Shibud to be Mekayim his words. So a very nice word. Anshe Kodesh Tiyun Li Ubosar Bisode Trefa Loise Chelu Lakelav Tashlichan Isa. The Hagoyso Ashvim Sechtes Kulin Peregir HaNoshe Simen Tezayin brings down that a butcher that's caught selling trefus, Cheskus, he said it was kosher meat, and he sold trefus, but Cheskus said it was kosher, and he never did tshuva, and he died. The Chaber Kaddish is not Isaac in his Krura, and even the dogs come and eat him, and Chaber Kaddish is not Isaac in his Krura. So, that's Merum is in the Pasuk of Lehav, Anshei Kodesh Tiyon Li, Yishnav HaChaber Kaddish, Oba Bamedvar Mamurim, Ubosar Besod the Trefal Isaac Chelu. If the person doesn't eat tarfas and he doesn't give other people tarfas, but if not, lakelav tashlichan, I say. That's a remez brought down in this pasuk. Another very nice pshat, which I might have mentioned in the past, way back, it's nice to say again. Reishis bikurei ad moskva, tovi beis Hashem alekecha, loisevashel gidi b'chalev imay. What is the connection between the mitzvah Bikurim and the mitzvah of Basar B'chalav? So interestingly enough, Rashi says the Pshat. Rashi, it's a little bit obscure Rashi, in Parshas Re'eh, Legabi Meiser, in Parshas Re'eh, the Torah puts Meiseris together with Loisavash and Yudhi B'chalei Bima. So Rashi says over there, what's the connection? So Rashi, I'm quoting, Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Loisigrumu Li, Lavashel Gidoyim Shel Tvua. Do not cause me to cook the baby Tvua Achein Bimei Imaisein. When it's still in the stalks of the mother, don't cause me to cook it then and to ruin it by bringing bad winds that are going to cause a plague. Because if you don't give Maisris, so then I'm going to have to cook the baby in the mother's milk before it had a chance to come out. And Rashi continues, he says, "Who adin l'bikurim." So Rashi's telling us over here the connection between bikurim, like Sebastian Diva Chalei Mimoy, does not mean over there mamish. I mean, of course, the Pashto Pshat is Basar B'chalav, but it's also a remez, the gedi, the baby fruit in its mother's milk when it's still within the mother. So he's up to Rashi. Some Seifer said over that he heard from Hagoyin Rav Mordechai ben Netzach, Chassadim B'Kodesh L'Vracha, that he used to read secular paper, you know, scientific papers or whatever, Chachma Svichayis, when he was in the bathroom, until a Maisa Shahayim. He read a paper that claimed that if you cook meat and milk together and you put it as fertilizer in the ground, it causes the plants to grow faster. So the Mangefal, the smichas and the pasuk, says Reish is bikuriyad moscha tavi beis Hashem alikecha. So you would have thought, as reason lahim le mitzvah to make it grow faster, you should do that. Name loisavashalidibachalevimay. So from that moment, he stopped reading. He stopped reading the science things in the bathroom. But that stopped. It's a beautiful pshat. I think Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz also says a similar pshat. But this is a pshat that some Sofer said he heard from Rav Mordechai ben Netzach. Guten Shabbos, everybody.
Similar pshat again? Which point?
Was that?
Which point was the last point you said similar pshat? In what? Let's watch good.